إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، بإذن الله تعالى today I will be going to Oman and then from Malaysia and then back by the end of the month. And just this morning when I woke up, I got two messages of the arrangements that are made in Oman of meet and assist at the airport and then somebody to pick up and take us to the hotel and so on. And I remind myself and you that these are arrangements which we make for our own convenience when we travel. And interestingly, on that form of the meet and assist company, they have three columns. There is fast track, there is standard, and there is VIP. I was thinking to myself that when we make this final journey, when my time comes, when I have to leave, not with a return date, but without a return date, then what is the arrangement for the meet and assist? And what is the arrangement of that meet and assist? Is it going to be fast track or standard or VIP or whatever it is? And what is the arrangement and what am I doing to make that arrangement? For this arrangement, we say something, we request our friends over there to do something for us. In some cases, they do it without asking. But on that day, when we go, who is the friend and who will assist? And who do we ask? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran. Those who said and who accepted that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is their Rabb, and then who remained firm on that. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that those who say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ, that our Rabb is Allah, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and who stayed on that and who stuck to that and who are firm on that with istiqamat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down angels, malaika, who come and who say, Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu, do not have any fear and do not have any sadness. Don't be sad at leaving this dunya and don't be fearful about going into a world about which we know only that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us. And for some of us, because we don't read what Allah has told us, we know nothing about this coming world. Or at least even the ones who read what Allah has told us, there is a difference between reading and actually seeing it. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us that in the best form, inshallah. Allah said, the angels will come, the malaika will come, and they will say that we have come with abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun, that we have come to you with bashar of Jannah. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, that we were your friends in this dunya and you are awliya, and we will continue to be your friends in the akhirah. So there is a condition, like in this dunya there is a condition that if you want somebody to help you and to do things for you, then we have to build relationships. And if we have good relationships, then people will go out of their way to help us and to ensure that our journey is safe and that our journey is comfortable. So also in the akhirah, if we build our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is no one who can make our journey safer and more comfortable than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why, like we said yesterday, to live in this world with consciousness. And therefore, we live in this world with the consciousness of the journey that we have to undertake. The journey that I am going to undertake today is voluntary. I don't have to go. I decided to go, somebody invited me, so I accepted you. I could have said no, I said I'm not available, I'm sorry, I cannot come, or I cannot come today, I can come after some time. All of this is possible. You can refuse to go, you can delay or prepone or postpone. But that journey, when the call comes, you have to go. There is no preponement, there is no postponement, there is no waiting time. We have to go. And that is why it is very important for us to ensure and ask ourselves, what arrangements am I making for my meet and assist when I land in that place, in the Alamul Barzakh? Who is there to meet and who is there to assist at a time when that assistance we will need more than anything else? And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, for those who are true to Him and true to this deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَا كِلَّا تُبْصِرُونَ. Allah said, we are closest to you at that time, but you cannot see us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this consciousness, to be steadfast in our deen, and to be faithful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all that we say and do. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us in all our journeys in this world. This whole life itself is a journey. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us in this journey of this life, and in the journey of the hereafter. By means of His rahmah, by means of His mercy, and by means of His power and qudrat. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.